Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. This week, I want to talk a little bit about scheduling your time and being kind of consistent. And I'm framing this around an essay I just read. I picked up this book recently, 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think. I'll put a link to it in the show notes, by Brianna Weist. So this is just the second essay in the book. I'm not that deep into this book, so I'll let you know how it goes. But it's called The Psychology of Daily Routine. And I think it's pretty good because I am definitely a person, I've probably talked about this before, that needs a routine. My mind goes everywhere. And when you're scheduling your time, it's nice to have little chunks of time here, but also doing things consistently helps us build, or at least people like me, build in a very straightforward direction. It allows you to not be lost, as we often can be as artists. We always have so many things going on. We're inspired. We want to jump into it. We want to do this. But there's also this idea that, like, if we just only create when we're inspired, we'll probably almost never create. And if we can't create when we're inspired, that's going to be frustrating. So having some kind of a schedule, having some kind of routine to keep you kind of on base is really good. And I like one of these little bullet points here. It says, as children, routine gives us the feeling of safety. As adults, it gives us a feeling of purpose. And then she goes on to say, interestingly enough, these two feelings are more similar than you'd think, at least the origin. And I think that's super true. I feel like when you are a child or when you are new to something, so you're childlike, you're looking for someone to guide you, to tell you what to do, what direction should we go in, where should we go? And that's where the routine comes in. You get up at this time every day, you eat cereal for some reason, you clean up, you get dressed, you go to school, you do your homework, you spend some time, enjoying the outside with your friends. Then maybe you have some, screen time, as they call it these days, like either watching TV or on the computer. Then maybe you read or something. You have a nice dinner, you go to bed, you have this schedule, this routine, and that's what keeps us on track so that we can focus on the important things like learning at school. Like, going to school is the routine, but learning is the important part. So as an adult, it's the same thing. Knowing that we're going to spend X number of hours per day doing this work, or that we're going to go here to create this thing, or we're going to clean our gear this day, or we're going to inventory things, we're going to do marketing this day, that part we shouldn't have to think about. There shouldn't be the what am I doing today? There should be the I'm doing this today. That way we can focus deeply on the thing we're doing, the purpose, right? We can focus on purpose and not on what. Because it's so easy for us to fall into what am I going to do? Where I fall into this a lot, personally, is looking for something to watch on TV. There's so many options. I watch a lot of stuff on YouTube. That's probably clear. I have a couple different channels like Prime and stuff. And when I sit down to watch, sometimes I have an hour and a half to watch something, let's say before I'm going to go read or go work or whatever. And I will spend 30 minutes of that looking for something. Even though I have a list of watch later, you look into it because I don't have a routine like I used to have. I watch Seinfeld on Thursday nights at this. So in a way, I mean, not that my watching TV relaxation time needs to be efficient. That's a good example of it not being efficient because I don't have a routine. I don't watch XXX. Now, with my podcasting, I do. I have a couple of different podcasts I listen to regularly. They always come out at the same day, so I look for them. I listen to them during a certain time period when I'm driving to the city to do my live streams usually. And that's my routine. If I didn't listen to those podcasts or if they take a week off, it throws me off. So routine is important for me. Maybe it's not for you. Maybe it is. I would love to know. You can reach out to the show in many different ways. You can look into the show notes. There's a way you can just kind of call in using the Spotify for Podcasters app. You can also reach out to me on Discord. I've got a Discord server, again, link down in the show notes. And there you could send me a text message, just type something out, or you could send me a voice message. Other stuff you could do for me, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Rate this podcast. If you haven't rated it yet, please rate it, hopefully 5 stars, and review it. If you haven't reviewed the podcast yet, please review it. Apple Reviews is really the place to do it. If you already did it there, then you're good to go. You've done your duty. Beyond that, share it with friends. Check the show notes, join the Discord. And if you feel so motivated, there's also a link to my Patreon down there. Check that out. See if that appeals to you. And I'll talk to you soon.